Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where time doesn't always move forward, and the smallest tick of a clock can echo through eternity. Tonight's story takes us to a seaside town, where an old man's obsession with time hides a secret that should have stayed buried.
Dicis, the clockmaker's secret.
The town of Windmere sat on the coast, nestled between grey cliffs and the endless whisper of the ocean. It was the kind of place where nothing much changed. Fishermen still tied their boats to the same pier their grandfathers used, and every hour the old clock tower in the square struck its steady chime, a heartbeat that marked the rhythm of life itself. And that heartbeat belonged to one man, Elias Corbin, the clockmaker. His little shop stood beneath the tower, its windows fogged with age. Inside, hundreds of clocks filled every inch of wall space, grandfather clocks, pocket watches, cuckoos, pendulums, all perfectly synchronized. Visitors said stepping inside was like walking into the center of time itself. Elias lived alone above the shop. His hands were thin, his back curved, and his face carried the stillness of someone who'd watched too many sunsets. Yet his eyes, pale blue and sharp as glass, still burned with quiet purpose. He kept one rule: the tower clock must never stop. He said it often, especially to his young apprentice Clara, a curious girl who had come to him after her father's death. Time must keep moving, he'd say, or it'll start remembering. She never understood what he meant. Until the night it did. It was late November, and a storm was rolling in from the sea.
Rain lashed the windows, thunder cracked above the cliff.
The town slept uneasily beneath a bruised sky. At exactly midnight, the clock tower struck 12.
And then, silence. The tiered chime never came. The pendulum froze mid-swing.
And at that precise moment, the light in Elias's window flickered out. When morning came, Clara found the shop locked but not bolted. Inside, the air was heavy with the smell of oil and metal. The clocks, all of them, had stopped. Every one of them read 12:01 a.m. Elias sat at his workbench, head bowed, spectacles on the table beside him. He looked peaceful, like he had simply fallen asleep. But when Clara touched his hand, it was cold. And on the bench in front of him sat a clock she had never seen before. It was small, no larger than her palm, crafted from silver so polished it seemed to breathe. Inside, through the glass face, she could see something gleaming red among the gears.
A single drop of blood. Suspended like a jewel, cooked forever in motionless machinery. Beneath the clock lay a note.
Elias's handwriting, trembling but deliberate.
When the last tick falls silent, do not wind it again.
Clara didn't understand. But she took the clock anyway.
The town buried Elias next day under Greski. The priest said kindward.
The fishermen bowed their heads. But that night, no one in Windmere slept well. Without the tower's chime, the town felt wrong. The silence had weight. Even the sea seemed quieter. Clara stayed in the shop, determined to keep Elias's work alive. But she couldn't shake her curiosity about the silver clock. She examined it every day, trying to understand its design. It was unlike any clock she'd ever seen, its gears impossibly delicate, its craftsmanship almost inhuman. And every night, she swore she heard faint ticking, even though the clock wasn't wound. Then one night, it began to move.
Zoan twitched once.
Then again. Slowly, rhythmically. But not forward. Backward. The sound filled the workshop, soft but powerful, as if every clock in the room remembered how to breathe again.
The air vibrated.
Then she heard another sound. Footsteps. Slow. Heavy.
Coming from upstairs.
She crept to the staircase, candle trembling in her hand. The flame flickered violently. A shadow appeared on the landing.
Elias.
His skin was grey, his eyes hollow, his mouth moving soundlessly before finally forming words. You shouldn't have wound it.
Clara stumbled back.
I didn't, she whispered. But Elias only tilted his head, his voice like the echo of ticking gears. It winds itself when time forgets. The candle went out. The next morning, townspeople heard the clock tower ring.
Once. Twice. Three times.
Then it struck 13. They ran to the square. The clock tower was moving again, its hands spinning backward faster and faster, until the glass shattered. And in the workshop below, the door swung open on its own. Inside, there was no sign of Clara.
only the silver clock on the bench.
Its hands were still, frozen at 11:59, and the drop of blood inside it was gone. To this day, no one has dared restart the clock tower. It stands silent above Windmere, its great pendulum unmoving. But sometimes, when the fog rolls in from the sea and the streets fall quiet, locals say they can hear faint ticking beneath the waves, like a heartbeat echoing through time itself. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Some clocks measure the passing of moments. Others hold on to them, and never let them go.